USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators today heard from William Barr, President Trump's pick to be the next Attorney General of the United States. Things seem to go relatively smooth, and Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina tells Fox News that Barr will not stand in the way of the Mueller probe.
He made it very clear that even he would take a look at any for cause arguments and think it through. So there's no doubt in my mind that he wants to protect the integrity of this investigation. He wants to complete it. He wants to report as much of it to the American people as possible within the law. But there's no question in my mind he's not going to stand in the way of this investigation. He wants it promptly completed and the American people fully informed.
Thousands of furloughed IRS workers are going back to work without pay during the partial government shutdown. The IRS is recalling 46,000 workers to help process tax refunds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There are no tears at the White House as news that an Iranian missile launch was a failure. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Iranian rocket did lift off on Tuesday, but scientists there say it failed to succeed at putting a satellite into orbit in a launch that was previously criticized by the United States as helping the Islamic Republic further develop its ballistic missile program. The scientists say the satellite failed to reach the necessary speed in the third stage of its launch. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has alleged that Iran's space program is helping it develop a missile capable of carrying a nuclear weapon to the mainland U.S.
Today is the 10th anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson plane landing in New York City. Captain Sully Sullenberger helped guide a U.S. Airways flight into the Hudson River. A flock of geese disabled the engine moments after taking off from LaGuardia. All 155 passengers on the plane did survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Democrats on Capitol Hill rejected a meeting with President Trump on Tuesday, so we're no closer than we were yesterday to ending the partial government shutdown and also securing our borders, to which Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News, walls do work and we need to do something along our border between the United States and Mexico.
Nancy Pelosi already told the president, if you open up the government, I'm still not going to give you $1 for the border. And again, I'm highly concerned about using the national emergency power and authority, primarily because if he uses it, it'll be challenged in court and we won't get the wall built. And Neil, we do need better barriers. Walls work. They free up CBP agents to be redeployed at the ports of entry so we can try and capture some of the heroin coming to this country. We have to fix these laws. This is a growing problem. It's primarily a problem now of unaccompanied children from Central America and people coming to this country illegally in family units because we incentivize it. It's a growing problem. Just quick quotation of some numbers. In 2012, a little more than 11,000 people came into this country illegally and apprehended as a family unit. Last year, 107,000 people came as a family units. First 3 months of this year, 75,000 people. So Democrats who are minimizing this problem say it's not a crisis. It was a humanitarian crisis during the Obama administration in 2014 when 120,000 people came in as UACs and family units. Last year, 145,000 people came in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.